just shows you that how unselfish, you know, this team is. The fact that, you know, it's not all about one guy. You know, it's everybody. Everybody's making plays on offense, and you know, we were close to having a 100-yard rusher as well tonight too. So, you know, it's just it's everybody contributing, and I'm okay having just one guy. You know, the fact that we're spreading the ball around and everybody's involved and we're still being efficient on offense is a tribute to the way these guys work and practice each week.
Did you know he was close? Did you call the play for him so he could hit that
mark? We kind of knew, a little bit in the second half he was getting close, but we're still just trying to finish the game. And it was just so happened that he was able to catch that last pass from Nick and get the 100 yards. But nothing was really. As a play caller, I still have to stay in the moment and finish the game.
You mentioned the 100-yard rusher that you almost had, but defensively, you helped their running backs to -6 yards, I believe. So you've been able to dominate in the trenches all year. How does that bode for the rest of the season when the weather starts to get colder and the guys are banged up?
Yeah, I think it's very important as we go down the stretch now and our running game versus us stopping the run, and we've been real dominant there all season long, and it's a great performance again. Starts up front with the defensive line and just a swarm attack style on defense, and every week you try to make a team sort of one dimensional, and defense had their hands full because the Bears do have they're going to run it and they're going to continue to run it . Guys did an outstanding job today.
It's 4 straight wins now, more than 20 points. How do you explain kind of the back-to-back dominant performance?
It just comes down to the way these guys practice. You know, the way they practice during the week and they prepare. I mean, it's, the way the coaches put game plans together and the way our plan to attack a defense, and it's just it's all about the execution, and we got a great coaching staff that coaches our players up on offense, and it starts with the quarterback obviously, and his success, and just putting guys in position to be successful, moving guys around. Alshon caught the touchdown and he was the number 3 receiver in an empty formation, so. You know, just things like that we can do to maximize our personnel on offense, and then just the way they practice during the week.
Your offense is number 1 in the league in red zone efficiency. You had 3 touchdowns today. What's behind the stellar play that you guys have been able to exhibit in the red zone?
Well, earlier in the season, we sort of struggled, especially in the what we call the big red zone area, and I challenged our guys offensively to. You know, we need to make a conscious effort that if we're going to get the ball down into that area, which, you know, for us is really the inside the 30, we've got to execute better. We've got to run the ball better. We've got to, take care of the football better down there. And they really have really, since that point, it was about after week maybe 3 or 4, somewhere in there, they've really embraced that. And again, it comes down to their preparation, the way they practice. On Fridays, when we do our red zone, and they don't want to be denied.
Doug, Carson's numbers are starting to get a little crazy here. Third down, red zone, overall, touchdown passes. Could you have ever anticipated this kind of jump in his second year?
I mean, no. I mean, you kind of hope and sort of pray and wish that you could do some of the things that we've done. But, again, this is just Carson being Carson. And the things that we saw in him, looking at him before the draft, or the things that we're starting to see now. And he's such a competitor. And his will, his determination to make things right, and the way he can elevate the play around him, meaning the guys around him, has just been incredible. And he's taking care of the football. He's not turning the ball over, and that's a positive to the success of the team, obviously.
I see you got Alshon going early today. Was that by design?
Yes.
How
Yeah.
And why wasn't it?
I mean, I just think any time a player, he's going against a lot of his friends and teammates from the last couple of seasons, and I just want to, and one, just get him going, you know, early as well, just kind of get him in and get him settled and get him a couple of targets early, and you know, was really pulling for him to have a big game today.
Doug, you guys fumbled four times. Is that something that has to be addressed?
Yeah, I mean, it's unacceptable. Can't do it. Can't do it. Not down. Not as much pride as our guys have. You can't put the ball on the ground like that. And a little bit of this, the guys have too much pride. Obviously, they know it. We got to fix it. Obviously, we'll address it this week. And you know, going on the road now for these next three games, so we got to be able to take care of the ball.
Well, on the road playing Seattle, what are your thoughts on playing Seattle?
Well, I haven't really started looking at them yet, but obviously we played there last year. It's loud. We got to handle the crowd noise. It's a great opponent, great team. They're well coached, good players, the whole thing. So we got our work cut out for us, challenge, but we'll be ready to go.
Talk about how this team practices. You've been around a long time. You were a Super Bowl team. Do other teams not practice that hard or not practice that well? Or what separates this team? Just elaborate on what
you I can't speak, obviously, for what other teams do. I just know that, I've practiced like this from a scheduling standpoint and even when I was a player. My days in Green Bay and even when I was a coach reading in Philadelphia and places like that, I mean, you know, we've practiced this way for a long time. And, obviously we've tweaked some things and I've tweaked some things, but it's just you got to put in the hard work, the preparation and hard work. There's no sacrifice for that. And, the guys know how to take care of their bodies, number one, you know, physically during the week and do a great job in their preparation, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
A couple more, please.
Do you view these back-to-back road games against tough NFC opponents as sort of litmus test kind of games, a good way to measure where your team is?
I do. Obviously starts this next weekend, you know, Sunday night, Seattle game. And, we've got a unique set of challenges, you know, coming up, but it's just a one week at a time, one game at a time mentality. That's what this team has embraced all season long. They're going to be prepared and ready to go up there, but we can't look past obviously, this next week and just stay in the moment.
Getting a lot of work. Why is he back?
Well, again, a lot of it came down to the style of defense the Bears ran this afternoon. They got into, you know, a little bit of a five-man front there with a five down, really a sixth guy being the linebacker. And just we had several run schemes, again, in the game plan like we normally do, and the ones were a little more conducive for him to run sort of downhill at them and attack them that way. So he was obviously the backup choice.
Once you got a little bit of a lead there, Jay was pretty much on the sideline the rest of the game. Is that an effort to sort of preserve him?
No. Just the way the defense was presenting itself today.
Okay. Have you paid attention to the celebrations you guys have done?
I have.
And your thoughts on that?
They need to hurry up and get off the field before we get a penalty, a delay of game or something, because the clock is running. Yeah. So, I mean, I let them, you know, I think it's great. I think it's great that they can show, the excitement, the enthusiasm. They're doing it with their teammates. It's not about one guy, you know, which this team is really embraced that. And it's a team effort, and it is fun to see on a Monday, not on a Sunday afternoon.
Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so I think –